Okay. Today's Daf Daf Samach Daled. On Friday, I asked a question. I didn't have a chance to answer it, so I'll answer it now. The question was, why would Rachel, the daughter of Kalb Tavua, arguably one of the richest girls in the world, why would she marry Rabbi Akiva? Sam Aretz. Why pick him out of everyone else to pick? She could have probably had any Gadol Hador's son. So why'd she pick him? What? So the Ben Yehuda answer is an unbelievable answer. But the other answer is because, yeah, she could have had anybody. But she saw the potential in him. Right? So she figured to herself, if he becomes a Talmud Chacham on my watch, it all accrues to me. If I marry a proven Talmud Chacham, what do I get? He's already Talmud Chacham. Right? We don't look at the world that way. That's how she looked at the world. So she specifically wanted someone with the potential, so when he becomes a Talmud Chacham, it all accrues to her. What? That's what he said? Right. He said it's all right. Everything we have, it's all hers. Right. That's how she wanted it, because she understood that if that happens, she will be very, very she'll be very lucky. Okay, that's the first point on that daf. Then we said that why wouldn't Reb Chanina ben Chachinoi wait for Reb Shimon bar Yochai to go to the yeshiva? Right, Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, Wait for me till I finish my Sheva Brachas. As soon as I finish my Sheva Brachas, I'm going to go through the Yeshiva. He says, no, I'm not waiting, and he left. So he couldn't wait for him. Right? So Chaim Shulevitz asks that, V'chora, Davar Gadol Hashmiyanu. It's an unbelievable thing. You can't get a better Chavrusa than a Shurim Bayachai. Right? But, Sh'af, Sh'im, Yamtin, Yihilo, Chever Tov, Kershurim Bayachai, Lilmo Torah. Even if he would have waited for Shurim Bayachai. Lo, Mikol Malkom Lo Hamtan. He didn't wait for him. Why? Kisam Kanas Hamtana Vahefsik Vafiluzman Muat Gedola Himaod. The sakana, the danger, and the downside of waiting and cooling yourself off when you have the fire to go learn, even for Shir Bayachai, it's not worth it. And that's why Ukedai Levater Al Chavrusa Kir Shir Bayachai, forgo spending a journey with Shir Bayachai, Ubulvajal Ahafsid Rega Shal Aliyah B'Yeshiva, rather than forgo that. And then Ram Shif says that's why he was able to revive his wife so quickly. Right? When Elisha wanted to revive that baby, he had to go kiss him and stand on top of him, and it was a whole procedure. Here he makes one line, one tefillah, and she gets revived. Because he demonstrated that zeal, so he gets to pay back in kind. And the last thing we ended off with Akasha was, when his wife got revived, did he have to be Mekadosh her again? That's what we had that suffix, right? We didn't know what the answer was. Did he have to be Mekadosh her again? So most say no, because the Gemara doesn't say that. But it was silent either way, but that was a suffix that the... I forgot already who had it. It's a practical question. It comes up all the time. Okay. So we're up to Kalase de Rav Zvid. It's about five lines from the bottom on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about rebellious spouses. Rebellious spouses. Today's talk is all about rebellious spouses. So, Kalase de Rav Zvid, the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid, right, Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law, Imrida. She rebelled. Rashi says, she rebelled by saying, He's mo'os to me. And we said yesterday, the two reasons why a wife could rebel. A, she likes her husband and she's just torturing him. She's just giving him tar. Right? She's angry at him, so she's going to rebel. Or, no, she genuinely, he's mo'os. And we said yesterday, if she says he's mo'os, then there's nothing to do. We don't talk her out of it. We don't try. That's it. It's over. So then we said yesterday, what if she has proof that he's mos? What if she's right? That he's mos. That he's gross. He's disgusting. What if she's right? Does she still lose the ksuva? That we said was a question also. Anyway, Rashi says that we're talking about a woman who said, Ravid's daughter-in-law said he's mos. We're going to see in a minute why Rashi had to say that. Anyway, Havitfitha Chad Sharia. She grabbed onto one coat, which we're going to explain is was Nichsei Tzon Barzel. That coat was written into the Ksuva, so technically she should lose that. Because she's losing everything in the Ksuva, because she's rebelling, we're going to say, for no reason. So she should lose that coat. But, Yosef HaMeimar Umar Zutra of Rav Ashi, Yosef Rav Gamda Gabaihu, they're all sitting around, Yosef Vika Amri, Morda Hefsida Bilyasa Kaiman. When a woman rebels, she even loses the worn-out things that are still in existence. Meaning the coat. It's not a brand new coat. She's wearing this coat for a number of years. Even that she loses. Why? Because it's Tzon Barzel property. It's property written into the ksuva. And she loses even that. Amalahu Rav Gamda Mishum Rav Zvid Gavra Rabba Mach Nefisule? What, because Rav Zvid is such a great man, you're going to tilt the halacha in his favor? Right, to save his son against the daughter-in-law? Why? Vam Rav Kahana, mi boy boy Rava, v'lo pashit. Rava had a question and didn't answer that question. You're paskening now that we're taking the coat away? That was a question that we didn't resolve. Rava couldn't resolve that question. Ikadi Amri, another version of the same story, Yasvi Vika Amri, they were sitting around and they said, Mode Lohif Sida Bulyasa Kaiman. The halacha is, everybody agrees, that they do not take that away from her. She's entitled to keep that. She's to keep clothing that have been worn out. That's not going to be taken away from her. And Amalehu Rav Gamda, so Rav Gamda said, Mishum Rav Zvid Gavra Rabahu Ichvisu Leladina Ilvei. Because Rav Zvid's sitting here, you're going to reverse the halacha for him? In other words, you just said that everybody agrees, you don't take such a thing away, and now this coat you're taking away from her? It's against the halacha. Why? Hamar of Kahana, boy relay Rava, v'lo pashit. Rava had a kasha without an answer. So the Gemara says, Hashta delo itmar lo hachi v'lo hachi. Now that we don't know how to paskin, so I think it's Tosos might ask, what do you mean now we don't know how to paskin? Obviously paskin like Rav Gamda, no? That you can't do it. But the Gemara says, now we don't know how to paskin. So Tafsa lo mafkin mina. If she grabs it, she can keep it. Why? Because we're not sure if you can take it away or not. So it's in her possession, she gets it. Lo tafsa. But if she doesn't grab it, then lo yahavin in law. We don't give it to her. We don't give it to her because we're not sure what to do. Umashinan la tresa yarche shata agita. And we wait to give her the get 12 months. The reason we wait is because maybe she'll change her mind. Ubahanach tresa yarche shata. And during these 12 months, less la mizoni mibal. She does not get supported by her husband. Okay, so it's a big discussion. What? Well, that's exactly the point. How does she live for 12 months? That's exactly the point. The point is, we want her to reconsider this position. We want her not to be a rebellious woman. So she has to sit for 12 months without a salary and without, in those days. What? Oh, she has Ma'aseh Yedeha. We're going to say, the Gemara presumes that Ma'aseh Yedeha is not enough to keep a woman supported. Her earnings for her Ma'aseh Yedeha were very, very small. And they were not enough to sustain her. That's a presumption the Gemara has. That's why the Ma'aseh Yedeha are in connection to Moser, to extra money that he gives her for the week to buy household items, that can be canceled out with the Ma'aseh Yedeha. Because for that very reason, it's not enough. Can you imagine that society? Like we said all along, human nature didn't change from the times of the Gemara, but society did. Right? So it's a different society. So her earnings, not today, they weren't traders and whatever they weren't farmers. Well, they were going to have an amid beis. They basically were sowing. That's what they basically did. They sowed. So that wasn't enough to support her. So that's why they would do that to this. So they purposely delay it. Maybe she had a rich father, could be, but you know, it's certainly an incentive to reconsider and not be so and not be rebellious. Okay.
If this is the case of Moss, you say that you delay it for
you? Yeah, even by Moss, we would delay it. Yeah.
You said
yeah. So that's what we said yesterday. We hope to go back, and you know what? They had nice children together. It could have been an exception, but it could. Okay, so what? Why? Well, only they're entitled to Siyata Deshmaya to have nice children, right?
But they live together, right? It's not that they cannot live together.
Right, so that I don't know. Do they live together? I don't know. That's really a question.
If you want them back together,
right? So maybe they live together. We're going to have an amid beis that even also something we don't understand today. Even when they were married, they weren't living together. We're going to have an amid beis. Amarav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Okay. Kosvin Igeris Mered al Arusa. They would write an Igeris Mered. An Igeris Mered is a document in court that hereby declares this woman to be a Mered. They'd write one for a man also. They'd write it for either one. If the man didn't fulfill his duties, they'd write it also. Why they write this? So that when 20 years later, when one of them dies or one of them gets divorced, they can't come into court and say, she can't come and say, hey, wait, where's my ksuva? I'm entitled to a ksuva. No, I was married to this guy. What do you mean? Yeah, we have a megaris merit about you. You're not entitled. That's why they would write one. They'd write one so that they'd have proof later on whether or not she's entitled, whether or not he has to pay more. It could have been for him too. But Amar Shmuel, kos v'nigeres merit al arusa, v'ein kos v'nigeres merit al shomeres yavam. But they would not write a nigeres merit on a shomeres yavam. A woman awaiting Yibam who says, I refuse to go to Yibam, they would not write one.
What responsibility does Arusa have that she can be rebellious?
We're going to see in a minute. Okay. She's going to refuse to go through with the marriage. She's going to refuse to go through with the marriage. We're going to see in a minute. We're going to change this whole thing. It's going to be changed right now because we're going to ask a lot of questions. First question we're going to ask is, didn't we say yesterday that a Shemeres Yavam can be rebellious? So what's Shmuel saying? No. That's the question. Meshvei. We said yesterday, Achas Li Arusa, that rebellion applies even if she's only an Arusa and she refuses to go through with the marriage, or a Nesua and she refuses to do her duties as a wife, Afilu Nida, even if she's a Nida, we said, and there is no Tashmish, Afilu Chola, even if she's sick and then she can't perform her duties, right? She can't do laundry, right? Afilu Shomeres Yavam, even if she's a Shomeres Yavam. Shmuel just said a minute ago, but there is no Igeris merit for Shemeres Yavam. The Brisa yesterday said there certainly is. So the Gemara's answer is as follows. We're going to have like five answers to this question until we finally get it right. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan shetavahu. When do we say that we'll write an Igeris merit? If he's claiming, I want to marry you in Yavam, and she's refusing. And kan shetavahi. But when she wants to get Yavam and he doesn't want to, then we don't write any Geras merit. Why? We'll see in a second. Amr of Tachlifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel Tavahu, when he wants to claim to go to Yibum Nizkakinlo. We'll involve ourselves to help that happen. We'll write any Geras merit, we'll try to talk her into it. But Tavahi, if she wants it, ain't Nizkakinlo. We won't help her. Why? So Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, because she has no mitzvah in Puruvu. So where does she come off the claim? I want to be part of this. I want to marry you in Yibum. So if she does make that claim, we don't have to listen to her, and we won't write any Geras merit for her. We won't write because we're not involved, we don't care. So the Gemara says Dumayo Kimta. So one second, what's the case? L'had Shmuel. The case of Shmuel is Bishetava he, where she wants to go to Yibum, and the husband's refusing. So we won't write any Geras merit for him. I want to get married for him, right? He doesn't want to do Yibum. Her claim is irrelevant. So if that's true, the parallel case of Shmuel should also be true. But we do write any Geras merit for an Arusa. What does that mean? That means a man married, gave a woman Kedushin, and doesn't want to go through with the marriage. Right? So he's denying her the right. So, hi, Kosvini Geras merit al Arusa? It shouldn't say you're writing Nigeris merit on an Arusa. It should say, Le Arusa mi boile. You're writing it for the Arusa because the man's at fault. So Gemara says, you're right. Holo kasha, tani la Arusa. So change Shmuel to say La Arusa. Fine. So one second. Now, Maishna Shomeres Yavam. Delo Amrinan Le. Delo. Why is a Shomeres Yavam? We do not care about her claims. We don't care about her. Why not? Damrinan law lay, because we tell Lamina law, Zil Lamifkedes, you're not Mitsuva in Puruvu. So go. What kind of claim? You have a claim, you want Yibum. You have no claim, you're not Mitsuva in Puruvu. Only a man is. If that's true, so Arusa Nami Nema lay. Law. Zil Lamifkedes. Say the same thing to an Arusa. What kind of claim does she have? Right? The husband gave her Kedushin and now doesn't want to go through with the marriage. She's claiming it's not fair. What kind of claim does she have to Kedushin? Right? It's the same halacha. But Shmuel made a distinction between Arusa and a Shomeres Yavam. If the whole distinction is on Pru Revu, that's not a distinction. Shomeres Yavam and Arusa should be the same halacha. It should be, lady, we're very sorry. You have no claim. You have no mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, she does have a claim. What's the claim? This is what you were getting at. What's the claim? Ella, Sheba Machmas Taina. No, she does have a claim. She doesn't have a claim for Puruvu, but she has another claim, which is the Amra, which she says, Ba'ina Chutra Liada, I need a stick for my hand, which means I want a son for my old age. Who's going to support me when I get old? I want a son. Or, Ma'umara l'kvura. I need a shovel. Someone's got to bury me. Right? In other words, I want children. I want children so that they'll take care of me. Right? So the machlokas, if she has to actually say that, or it's presumed that she says that. Either way. So that's she has a very, very valid claim. And because that claim is so valid, she wants children. We will force him, we'll write an Igeres merit against him. You listen, he gave us life kedushin. She has an expectation now. You're right, she has no mitzvah approval. She has an expectation now that she's going to have children. She's going to at least try. And that, but you not going through with the marriage, you're denying her that expectation. For that, we'll write an Igeres merit. See, if that's true, doesn't the same thing apply to Shemar Yavam? She also had the same expectation. Right? She married this guy. The guy died. The Torah says the brother has to come through now. What? No, but she has a taina. She has a taina. The taina is, I want children. Don't worry, chalitza is coming up. Don't worry. I want children. Right? So, hachanami shemeres yavim b'vam achmas taina. Shemeres yavim at the same taina. So how come for her shemeres yavim we won't write any geres merit? We'll tell her, you go because you don't have puruvu. What's the difference? Here we go. Third try. Ella. Idi shetavahu. No. Both cases, the case of the Brisa where we write Nigeris, where she is a merit, and the case of Shul where she's not, both cases, he's the one who wants to do Yibam. Both times, he's the one making the Taina. So what's the difference? V'lo kasha. Kan lichlo tzvekan liyabem. No. One time he wants to do Chalitza, and she's refusing to show up to Bezdin. And one time he wants to do Yibam when she's refusing to show up. Both cases she's refused. But I'm sorry. One case is regarding he wants to do Chalitza, and one case he wants to do Yibam. The Amar of Pedas Amar B'Yochanan, Tava Lachlot Nizkakinlo. If he wants to do Chalitza and she refuses, then we'll involve ourselves. And we'll write Nigeres Mered because she refuses to show up for a Chalitza. And that was yesterday's daf. That was the Braisa. But if he wants to do Yibam and she doesn't want to come, right? I'm not coming to Yibam to this guy. And this cock and low, we won't help him out. Bezin won't help him out. The Bezin will not write a Geres merit against her for refusing to show up for Yibam. Why not? I'm going to say it right now. Why not? Maishna liyabim delo. Why not for Yibam? Damrinan lay, because we tell him, Zil v'nasiv itzachriti. Go marry another woman. You got other women out there, right? Plenty of women out there in the world. Only her you have to marry. So the fact that she doesn't want to come up, show up to Yibum, what does that bother you?
Because he's a mitzvah man.
Huh? One second. We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to say that there's no mitzvah because chalitza is preferable. That's going to be the bottom line. Because no one does it l'shem shemayim. That's what we're going to say. So, which is what we said already in half a Yivamah. So since he can marry anybody he wants, so what kind of claim is that? I want to do Yibam, she's refusing. She's not a rebellious. Because you have no taina, really. What's your taina? But Lachlot's Nami. Let's say the same thing by Chalitza. Right? Lemalei, let's say the same thing. Zilvin is Zachrisi. You want to do Chalitza. She doesn't want to show up. So what's stopping you from marrying someone else? What's stopping you? So the answer is, he's going to say back, the Ella, the Amar, no, he's going to say back, it's different by Chalitza, you know why? Kivun da Agida bi, since she has a connection to me, lo ka yahav le'achwiti, nobody's going to want to marry me. Nobody wants to marry me when I have baggage. I have this Yavama over here that I can't get rid of. Because she refuses to go to Chalitza, I can't get rid of her. So nobody wants to marry me. Right? Hachanami, so the same thing is true by Yibum. Kivan da Agida bi, since I have a connection to this woman. Why? Because I can do Yibum. I want to do Yibum. She doesn't want to. And you tell me I can go marry someone else? Nobody's going to marry me. Kilo kaya vi lachwiti. Nobody's going to want to marry me. Why? Huh? So we're assuming there's even more women. So what you're asking really is, wait a minute. She wants Chalitza. If she wants Chalitza, what do you mean I have baggage? She wants out. The answer is, but there's money always involved. And for that reason, people won't want to marry him. Maybe a woman doesn't want to marry somebody with four wives. Because it's an expensive proposition. So when you have a woman hanging on to you somehow, that doesn't make you so attractive. So either way, he's not going to have another wife. So the claim that you can go marry someone else falls away. So we're back to the question. The question is, what's the difference between why Shmuel said there's no merit by Shemar Ziyavam and why the Braisa said there is? We still haven't answered it, because the claim of, well, you can marry anybody you want doesn't really hold true when you have a woman holding on to you. So, Ella, here's the final answer. Ella, Edi V'Edi, Shetavol Yavam. Now, in both cases, the man is the one who's claiming, I want to do Yivam. What's the difference? Below Kasha, but it's not a Kasha. Kan, Mishnah Rishona, Kan, Mishnah Achrona. The difference is, when did this story happen? If it happened when we allowed Yibam, because people were Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, and he wants to do Yibam for L'Shem Shemayim, and she says, no way, she's a merit. But if it's after we change the halacha and we don't allow Yibam, because nobody has the right intentions, we assume, and people are doing it for ulterior reasons, rather than to be making the shame of your brother. In such a case, the husband's demand, tying up, I want to do Yibam, is inappropriate. It's not appropriate. Her refusal is not merit, because the whole claim is not appropriate. You're supposed to do chalitza. Right? That's the answer. Ditnan, mitzvahs yibum, kodamitzvah, mitzvahs chalitza. First we said, Berishona, we originally said that yibum takes precedence. Why? Shem eschavim l'shem mitzvah. Because they were doing it for the shem mitzvah. Achshav, now, shem eschavim l'shem mitzvah. We assume people don't have kavana for l'shem mitzvah. Amru, we say, mitzvahs chalitza, kodamitzvah, mitzvahs yibum. Chalitza is preferable. So when he demands yibum, kind of demand is that? He's supposed to go chalitza. So her refusal to agree to Yibam, that's not rebellion. She's the one who followed the halacha. So we're not going to write any Geras marriage for that. That's what Shmuel meant. But, so then goes that. Then what about the Arusa? So why will we write a Shmeres Yavam for an Arusa? Because her taina of wanting children is very valid. And by his refusal to not come through with that taina, right, she wants children, and there was an expectation. For that reason, we will write any Geras marriage against him. Let who?
The Arusa, so let her divorce her, and then he can marry.
Right, so the before she explain why we don't want to say that. Maybe it wasn't so easy for women, I don't know. We don't want to say that rule. Yeah? They're not in the driver's seat.
She loses part of her seat with
them. What?
She loses part of her
seat. No, she's ready and willing and able. She's ready.
Answer that question. So if
they want to be.
No, he wants to get on.
He's asking, so why can't she marry somebody else? But women are never in the driver's seat regarding Kedushin. They have to wait to be asked.
He has to give her a get then. Right. He gives her a get.
But he wants to give her a get. He doesn't want to go through with it. He wants to give her a get.
Right, by forcing
and she doesn't want. She says, no, I want to marry him.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to next time get a lower ksuva.
Why would she get a lower ksuva? She's not an almana. She's a gerusha.
They
give her less. Okay, next. Here we go. In the Mishnah had a machlokes, how much money do we deduct from her ksuva? Here's the math. First part of the math. How much money do we deduct from her ksuva if she's rebellious? So we said either one dinar a day, seven a week, or one tarpiki a day, which is seven a week. It was a machlokes in the Mishnah. And what about if he's rebellious? So then the numbers were three. Three dinar or three tarpiki. Here we go. So, ad masehu poches. So, my tarpikian, what are tarpikian? What is that? I've never heard of that word before. So, amar of sheshes, istira. It's an astira. The kama astira. How much is an astira? Palga dezuza. Half a zuz. So, what does that mean? It's a half a zuz. So, okay. Tanya nami hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shlosha tarpikian. Three tarpikian, shehain, tisha ma'in, which is nine ma. How do you get to that? Okay. One astira equals half a zuz. And astira, we're going to say, is the same thing as a seller, which is four zuz. Six ma equals one zuz. So a tarpik is three ma. So three tarpik is nine ma. And I wrote it down. So I didn't memorize that. So it's ma v'chatzi l'chol yom. It's ma, one and a half ma for every day. Okay? Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel. So maishna in ihu degavinan lei deshabbos. How come when she's rebellious, we deduct one per day. It was seven. whether you hold it's a tarpik or a dinar, it makes no difference. The same number was seven, meaning one per day, including Shabbos. And Maishana Ihi, how come by him, if he's rebellious, we add on to the ksuva, Delo Yahavina La de Shabbos? Why? Because we're assuming if it's three, it's a round number, either three or nine. They're all round numbers, and you exclude Shabbos. How come by her, when he's rebellious, we don't give for Shabbos? How come we don't give for Shabbos? Right? So first of all, the Shitta Bukabetis has a rule that whenever it says Maishna, what it really means to ask is that the reverse is better. Okay? So the Shitta says, but over here, that rule doesn't make any sense. Maishna, that what? Should be the other way around. That on Shabbos we should not give her? Right, that if she's rebellious, we should not deduct from her on Shabbos. That's what the Maishna means. But the reverse, why should that be true? Why should that be true? The question really is that both should be equal. Not he shouldn't get a better deal, and she shouldn't get a better deal. They should really both be equal. So the Shita says the rule about Maishna meaning the reverse should be true is only applicable where the Gemara doesn't specify what the Maishna is. Here it does. It goes through the whole Maishna, the hakam that if he and she, then that rule doesn't apply. Or you could say no. We're going to answer in a minute. Shabbos, ihi demifchas, kapachis, lo mechzik ischar Shabbos. What's going on here? We're deducting her ksuva. So just now, after Shabbos, now her ksuva went down. Does that look like ischar Shabbos? No, it doesn't. Because deducting something doesn't look like you're doing business on Shabbos. You're deducting something. But ihu, his, deausufa kamasufe, we were going to add on to the ksuva, so now she's a richer woman on Sunday morning. Because now her ksuva is more. You know what? Mechzik, it's Chag Shabbos. That looks like Chag Shabbos. Yeah? Tosfos asked that question. We'll get to it in 1 second. Tosfos asked that question. So when are you deducting? That doesn't look like Chag Shabbos. But when you are adding, that certainly does. That's why the husband's rebellion doesn't include Shabbos. Okay? So the Shita says, the reverse could be true. For example, it doesn't look like it's Shabbos because all he's really giving her, she's not a richer woman on Sunday morning. What I said before was not true. She has a claim that's worth more now. That's a future event. That future event, that's not Shabbos. But to take away money on Sunday morning, okay, by the way, your ksuva just got reduced because you were rebellious yesterday. That's mamish, an immediate event, and that could be Schar Shabbos. So the Shita Mikubetz asks the question and he answers it. Anyway, what Seth asked, what about Havla? Havla means if you hire somebody for the month, it includes all the Shabboses.
It's each day. That's
what Tosfos answers. It really goes by day. It's each day is a separate Maitha. What's the Raya? The Raya is Vim Tomar for Schar Shabbos, they have law mutter. Schar Shabbos through Havla is mutter. Kidamina Perak Hazav, Imhoi Schar Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana. If you hired for the month, you hired for the year, no stin lo Schar Shabbos. He's allowed to get paid even for Shabbos. So what's going on here? Vishloma, the answer is no. Dahacha, Asr, Mishon, Delohavi, Kimo Havla. It's not Havla here. We're not deducting her. Ksuva on a weekly basis. It's on a daily basis. What's the raya? The ain mosif in lekol Shabbos yachad elamasha ola b'chol yom v'yom. It's a daily basis. Why? She'im yisbayis hayom. If she changes her mind today and she comes to her senses, I'm not going to be rebellious anymore. It's a Wednesday. Okay, well, lady, we're going to finish off the weekend deducted from you. No. And then Sunday morning we're going to start over? Of course not. It stops right then. The deduction stops the minute she stops being rebellious. Olamacha be'emtzah hashavua ein mitzdarfin kol yom hashavua zemzeh. You don't finish off the week, right? One second. Based on this Tosfos, the Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha says, you know, the Chai Adam said. So the Halacha, that's a paskin. If you hire somebody for the month, you can pay him for Shabbos. So the Chai Adam paskins that. Wait a minute. But let's say the guy doesn't show up on Shabbos. He doesn't show up. So the Chai Adam interpreted this Tosfos to mean that if you don't show up on Shabbos, your entire Havla is ruined. Because it's a joke now. You didn't show up on Shabbos. It can't be. How can it be Havla? The Bir Halacha argues strenuously. He says, just because you hired for a year, and you miss a day of work, right? He says, "V'chim yishum shi'inakelo shelo yishma eze yom yachshav keskir yom." I hire you for the year. You don't show up today. But that means now you go back to being a skir yom. You're a daily worker. I hired you for the year. Just because you missed a day, even if it's Shabbos, that doesn't change your position. Doesn't change your hiring requirements. So the Bir Halacha says that he interpreted that Tosfos to mean that. That's not what Tosfos said. Mishnah points out that's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos never said that you lose your havlah. That's what he said. What he said was it'll stop as soon as she stops. Okay. Okay. The next line is very, very difficult to go through, but here we go. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel. This is the main question that's bothering all of us. Ma bein mered mored limoredes. So Lamaisa, why is her amount different from his amount? Why by him do we deduct only 3 dinarim a week or 3 tarpikim, whatever, and by her we deduct much more? Why is that? We said because Shabbos is excluded, but that doesn't answer the fundamental question. Why is his less than hers? Why? Here we go. Very difficult line. Amalei tei lamad mishuk shel zonos. Go out into the street and go to the marketplace and see the bate zonos that are out there. Me socher is me. Who hires who? Right? Men hiring women. It's not women hiring men. You don't see such a thing. It's men hiring women, which means the men have a greater taiva than women, which means that the woman's refusal is a much greater tsar than a man's refusal. That's why a woman has to pay more. You hear this? Davar Acher, this is even harder to say. Davar Acher, another pshat, why men pay less than women. Because zeh yitzro bibachutz, v'zeh yitzro bibifnim. A man, his tsar is visible on his body. Rashi says, kushu nikur umizgana. If a man has an erection because he can't take the waiting, it's a lot of tzar, it's very embarrassing. A woman doesn't have that issue. So for a woman, the tzar is not as noticeable, the embarrassment is not as noticeable, and therefore the husband, who's so embarrassed more, gets to pay less. Okay? There is a halachic point that comes out of this line of the Gemara, believe it or not. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to daven or say Kriya Shema in front of a woman who's not addressed appropriately. However you define that, that's the halacha that nobody argues with. You're not allowed to daven in front of such a woman. What about the reverse case? What about a woman davening in front of such a man? So someone, the Aruch HaShulchan said, well, based on this Gemara, it should be mutter. Because women don't have the same problems that men have. They don't have the same taivas. They don't have the same outward appearance of taiva that men have. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, based on that, it should be mutter for women to daven that way in front of men. Because they don't have that issue. Even though, so now when Aruch HaShulchan, that was very controversial, because many, many, many mepharshim after that said, wait a minute. Women have the same isurim of erva apply to men and women equally. They are mitzuva in all arayas the same. There's no difference between a man and a woman regarding arayas. So how can the Aruch HaShulchan suggest that? That doesn't make any sense. So Rav Moshe put it all out there. Moshe said as follows. There are two isurim when it comes to such things, for example, davening in front of such a woman, or even looking at such women, there's two isurim. There's one, this is in Evan HaEzer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Tes. He says there's two isurim. There's one called losasuru, right? Which is that don't have your eyes wander after things you shouldn't be looking at. That applies to men and women equally. There's another isur called v'neshmarta mikol davar ra. Stay away from things that are going to cause you bad, cause you evil. Rav Moshe says that v'neshmarta mikol davar ra was only instituted to preserve a man that he shouldn't become tamei. He shouldn't become a keri. It doesn't apply to women. He says, even if a woman will have dam machmas chemda, such a concept, even if that's true, if that happens, Moshe says, that's not usher. No isser in that. It's not usher. That might not be the best thing in the world for a married woman to do that, but it's not usher. But for a man, it's usher. For a man to have a carry, it's usher. So the issue of a nishmarta that only applies to men. Because the whole purpose doesn't apply to women. It's not shayach by women. That's maybe what the Aruch HaShulchan meant. Regarding that issue, that the women doesn't apply. For men, it certainly does. Then he says, of course, he says that if you're going to... Shouldn't nap the preetzus. That's certainly true. But to dive in front of a man who might not be dressed appropriately, it's not gonna lead to anything. So Rav Moshe basically saying. So yeah.
How's the Lilta Torah apply to women and not say about tzitzis?
What? No, it doesn't do with tzitzis. It's in that parsha, but it means they can't wander after it certainly applies to women. And Achrei Nechem, we say the woman's not allowed to think about being married to other married men. It's not appropriate for a woman. Even though it won't lead to anything, there's nothing for it to lead to besides adultery. But I'm saying without that, there's nothing it's going to lead to because the woman doesn't have an issue of carry. And as Moshe says, even if she's going to have Da Machlas Chemda, that's not an issue. So regarding all that, that doesn't apply to women. But the idea of, so therefore, that's why it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, that a woman's not allowed to daven in front of a man dressed. So that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Only the reverse is true. Rav Moshe said, because the issue doesn't apply. Yeah, out of a preacher's issue is a separate thing, Rav Moshe said. Okay. Try to get some halacha out of that. Okay. Next Mishnah. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Hamashra is Ishtar de Shlish. Let's say a man and a woman are not living together. But they're married. And not only are they married, he still has to support her. So it doesn't have to be that it's a strange kind of marriage where they're married but they don't live together. It could be that he's on the road, or he's traveling, or he's one of these sailors and he's never around anyway. So they're not living together. It doesn't mean that they have a fight or they're not happy. It just means this is the matzav that they're in. Anyway, his chiv of support doesn't change because of that issue. He still is a chiv of the supporter. So Hamasher is Ishto Alidei Shlish. So he doles out the funds to his wife through a third person. The guy at the Apotropos, Rashi says, he's in charge of giving her the money. So how much does he have to give her? So, lo yivchos la mishnei kav in chitin, either 2 kav of wheat per week, or 4 kav in seorin, or 4 kav of barley. So, Amar of Yossi, lo pasik le seorin el Rabbi Shmuel. Only Rabbi Shmuel said that. Shahaya samach le Edom, because he lived near Edom. The Gemara will say what that means. And we're going to stick to the 2 kav of wheat, because all the measurements we're going to have are all going to be with 2 kav. The Noathan law, he also has to give her, in addition to that, chati kav, kidney, and 1/2 kav of beans, v'chati log shem, and 1/2 log of oil, v'kav grogros, and a kav of dried figs, dried dates, mana devela, or mana, which is a weight measurement of pressed dates, it's figs, te'enim are figs. V'im ein lo, posek, l'umasa peros, m'mokom acher, and if he doesn't have, he's got to get some other peros for her. Vinosin Lamita, he's got to give her a bed, mapat, soft, umachatelas, and hard. Vinosin Lakipa, he's got to give her a head covering, larosha for her head, a kipa, some kind of kerchief, the chagor lamasneha, a belt for her body. Rashi says that when they're working, the clothes won't get in the way. They have a belt, that's all that is. Umana'ala, mimoed lamoed, shoes from moed to moed. Tversh Yisrael asked, you have to get, so Rashi says you got to get 3 shoes a year on each moed. That's what she's entitled to. So the Tiferes is Shlomo West. You need new shoes from Pesach to Shavuos. It's only 7 weeks away. Right? All of a sudden you need new shoes then. What? No, so it's not what he answers. It's not the answer to the rainy season. The answer is no. They're entitled to 3 pairs of shoes a year. Happens to be, it would be nice if you make it, combine it with a yontif for Simchas Yontif. But in the Chinami, you might not need juice 7 weeks later. But because of Simchas Yontif, they Chacham said, give it on the Yontif time. Okay. The Kalim shall Chamishim Zuz Mishana Lashana. And 50 Zuz from year to year. The Ein Nosnin La Lo Chadashim Bimos Hachama. It's not smart to give her brand new clothes in the middle of the summertime. Why? Because it's very hot. So who's wearing brand new heavy clothes in the summertime? Nobody. V'lo Shchakim Bimos Hadishamim. And the worn-out clothes shouldn't be worn in the wintertime because they're tattered and it's cold out. Ella, notin love, kalim shal chamishim zuz bimos hakeshabim. You buy new clothes in the beginning of the winter, in the beginning of the rainy season, and v'hu miskasa bibloseh bimos hachama and that takes her all the way through the summertime. And v'hashachakim shalah. The worn-out clothes belongs to her, even if she's not going to wear it anymore because it's worn out or old style. It still belongs to her. Fine. He also has to give her a ma'a kesef for her other needs, other household needs, other issues. Some say even for tzedakah, people come to the house. He give another extra ma'a per week, per day, per week. V'yochelos imo melele Shabbos lele Shabbos. But Friday night, he ate with her. So it's a machlokas tomorrow or the next day. Does that mean eating or does that mean tashmish? That's going to be tomorrow. V'im ein nosin la ma... Oh wait, so one issue I forgot to say. We just said a minute ago, before the Mishnah, that whole Gemara there, why the difference between men and women is different. Why there's a different amount of money. And both answers that we gave had to do with tashmish. But we said there's another man, the Amar in the Gemara, who holds that the reason why he had to give more, the reason why a woman got worse, was because she didn't do her household duties. So these two reasons don't make any sense if it's about household duties. That her rebellion is regarding household duties, not regarding tashmish. These reasons don't apply. What's the difference between his duties and her duties? So the Rif says, like we said yesterday, the Yerushalmi says, the reason why she has seven is because there are seven duties she has. And the reason why a man has three is because he only has three duties. Shek, sus, and ona. So he's denying those, he pays three. She's denying those, she pays seven. That's what the Rif said. The Ra'ah says, no, it's very not normal. It's very unusual for a woman to be rebellious. So unusual. You ever see such a thing? Very unusual in those days. Very unusual for a woman to be so rebellious. Therefore, the knas was very, very steep because it was so unusual. That's what he says. What?
And today.
And today, right? We said human nature doesn't change, but the situations do.
Didn't you say that certain
people... It's at Mati's wine, by the way. Yeah.
Didn't we say, for shame over. Didn't you say that when the husband has given certain things, that it reverts back to him after she doesn't need it anymore?
No, we said that? No, maybe by...
In the very beginning.
Yeah, we said that. It reverts back to him. I don't know if we said that.
Like, so the clothing, let's say. So once she's done with the clothing...
Oh, no, it's the marriage is ending. The marriage is ending. Right. The marriage is ending, then it goes back to him. Right. If he doesn't give her the extra, then the ma'aseh yedeah belongs to her. Umahi oselo. What does she do? Lamaisa, what does she do? So Mishkal Chamesh Tzolim Shesi B'Yehuda, when you know Shesi Ne'erev is the one goes horizontal, one's diagonal, I'm not sure which one's which, but Shesi Ne'erev, so she gets five slime in Yehuda for that. And Shein Eses Slam Begalil, but in the Galil they gave 10 slime for that. Oh, or Mishkal Eses Slam Erev Behuda. If she does the other one, it's more hard. They pay more. They pay 10 for that in Yehuda. Shein Eses Slam Begalil, which is 20 in the Galil. Vimhoisa Menika, if she's nursing. Pochasin La Mimaisi Yadeh, she obviously works less because she's nursing. And Umosifin La Amazon Oseh, we give her more food because she needs more because she's taking care of two. Bemet Devamurim, all that is Ba'oni Shebi Yisrael. That's the bare minimums. Aval Bimchubad Hakala Fichvoto. But if you're wealthy, you're more of a mechud person, it all goes according, whatever your status is, whatever you're used to. Yeah.
Wouldn't the issue be even if husband and wife are living together?
No, yeah, a lot of these are living together.
Stuff, like,
I think we're going to get to that tomorrow. Right, I think we're going to get to that tomorrow. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Well, you'll see, part of it we'll get to right now. Here we go. Mani Masnizid, who is the author of this Mishnah that said that a woman survives on 2 kava food a week? It's going to be nobody. Why? Because lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch v'lo Rabbi Shimon. Ditnan. Kama shi'uro mazon shtei sudos. What is the normal amount of mazon for 2 sudos that you have to set aside to make an Erev? We know what an Erev was. You put 2 sudos out in the field, then you can walk further. So what's 2 sudos? So, l'chol echad v'yechad. So, for each person. So, mazon l'chol v'lo l'shabbos divrei Rameir. Rameir says you take a weekday meal. Why? So Rameir says because on Shabbos you ate more. Shabbos ate more. Everyone eats more on Shabbos. So we want to, 1 second. V'Rabbi Yehuda Omer no l'Shabbos. You make a Shabbos meal. V'lo l'chol, not a weekday meal. V'zeh v'zeh mischav in l'hakol. They both try to be makel here. Rameir says on Shabbos eat more. Everybody eats more on Shabbos. So the bread. We're talking about bread now. Everybody eats more on Shabbos, right? So therefore, Rameir said, make a weekday meal. It's be more makel. It's less you have to put out there. Rabbi Yehuda's attitude was, no, you always eat less bread on Shabbos. Why? Because you're eating a lot of other stuff. A lot of other delicacies he prepared for Shabbos. So use the Shabbos meal, you have less bread. So either way, they wanted to be makel. The only question is how they look at life. But either way, they're trying to be makel. That's not a discussion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, kikar halokeach bepundyon. 2 meals is a kikar that you buy, a loaf, that you buy for a pundyon, me'arbas in lesela. When you foresaw cost the sela. Which is, comes out to when you do all the math, a sela is 4 dinim, a dinar 6 ma, a ma is 2 pundin, so 48 pundin equals 1 sela, 4 sa is 24 kav. So basically it comes out to 2 sudos is a half a kav. 2 sudos is a half a kav, which is going to be 1 kav is 4 sudos. 2 kav is going to be 8 sudos. A woman can't survive on 8 sudos a week. She needs 14. Not including shalosh sudos, which we're going to get to in a minute. She needs 14. So it can't be rechon mebroka. And from Shimon Omer, shtei yados l'kikar, it's 2/3 of a kikar, mishalosh kikaros l'kav. When 3 kikars are a kav, which means a kav is 9 sudos. Which means 2 kavs are going to be 18 sudos. That's too many. So can't be either one of them. So the Gemara says, and by the way, just to tell you, chetzil l'beit hamenuga. Half that shear is the amount of time you have to eat in a beit hamenuga, in a house with tzaraas, in order for you to become tamei. That's chetzachilas pras. Half the amount. Pras means half. And v'chatzi chetzil l'patzilas hagviyah, half of that is the amount that you have to eat that will make you tamei to eat truma, which is a truma derabanan. V'chatzi chetzi chetzia, half of that is l'kabel tumas ochlin. The minimum shear that food has to be in order for it to become tamei. Anyway, so man, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Taman Yehavan. He says 8 meals. And the Rabbi Shimon, Taman Yisari Havan, it's 18. So how could it be? So the Gemara says, no. La'ola, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, to come Rav Chista, Tzemi, and Shlush, Lechen, Vini. Rabbi Chista says, no, really it's Rabbi Yochanan. He only has 8. You know, but all that measurements I told you before, that 2 sudos equals half a kav, that's including the fee. The guy who ground up the flour, if we took a fee, that fee is not food, that's a fee. You're paying for a service. If you take the fee away, we're going to get much more food now. Right? Hachanami, Aisi, Tilsa, it's a third. The fee was a third. So take a third, and Shadi Alayhu, and add that on to the amount. So the Gemara says, fine, if you take a third, Akati, Tarti, Sari, Hav, it's only 12. It's only 12. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ochelas Imol, Eli Shabbos. No, but Friday night he's there, and he brings his own food. That's 13. So first of all, ha'nichil l'mandamar achila mamish. That only makes sense if achila means achila mamish. Ela l'mandamar achila tashmish ma'ikol meimar. If it's tashmish, he's only there for tashmish. He doesn't bring his own food. We still only have 12. V'oh, t'lasa havim. And by the way, it's only 13. Ela k'da'amar of chista. Different of chista. T'emihen mechzel l'chenvi. No, half goes to the chenvini. So now we're going to double the amount. So ha'chinami asya palga v'shadi alayu. So now we're going to take 8 and we're going to make it 16. We're going to double it. So you have 16. One more minute. So first of all, kasha of chista of chista. So first of all, it's a kasha of chista. Because at one place he said 8, he said double it. At one place he said it's only a third. So which one is it? What's the fee? Is it a third or is it half? So lo kasha haba asra de havitivi, haba asra lo havitivi. It depends. Who supplies the wood? If the guy who's preparing it for you supplies the wood, he charges you half. And if you bring your own wood, he charges you only a third. So we're assuming here that the wood's not a factor. So ihachi shitsu havin, so it's 16. So come on, who's that like? Rav Chidka, like Rav Chidka. The Amar Abba Sudos Chayvah Don Lechol B'Shabbes. You have to eat 4 sudos on Shabbos, not Shashal Shudos, even a 4th sudo. Maybe this is Malach Malka. Maybe it's not 4 sudos on Shabbos. So you have 14 plus Shal Shudos plus Rav Chidka is 16. That's why there are 16. So Gemara says, wait a minute. A feel tamer Rabbanan. It could even be the Rabbanan who argued. Rashi says nobody holds like Rav Chidka. Nobody has 4 sudos on Shabbos. Malach Malka is after Shabbos. Nobody has 4 sudos on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to propose Rav Chidka in such a minority opinion. No. Afil tamer Rabbanan. It could even be the Rabbanan. You know why? Dal chad l'orchei uparchei. It's 14. One for Shal Shudos. And he gives an extra one in case people show up at the door they're starving. Fitzadaka. That's the extra one. So Gemara says, Hashad asas l'hachi. Afil tamer Rav Shimon. It could even be Rav Shimon. Why Rav Shimon said there were 18. So l'Rabbanan dal tlas l'orchei uparchei. Take away 3 for guests. So it's 14. Plus Shal Shudis, plus 3 for guests, and L'Rav Chidka, if you want a whole Rav Chidka, Dal Tarti L'Rachi Uparchi, so take away 2 for the guests. Either way, you see from here, the women are Matzuf in Shal Shudis, which is Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And we'll just talk about that for another minute tomorrow, and everybody have a very, very good day. Tomorrow we'll be back again.